For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, when she says I was raised that way, that tells me that her mom told her that that's what a wife does. And to me, that's not informing your daughter of all the options that are available. It's different if this woman is 30 and then says, you know what, I'm at a place in my life where I'd love to take care of a man. That's a different conversation than a 19-year-old who said, I was raised this way. I still think that it's a bit unfortunate that people are trying to shame her on Twitter because she has the right to want to be a quote-unquote traditional wife as long as she knows that there are options available to her. I think it's okay for people to crack back because she put it out there in the public forum. It's okay for people to say, hey, there are other options for you, or have you considered having your husband stay home, or it's now 2019. But a woman has the right to be a quote-unquote traditional wife.
Well, we've all been raised in different ways with different beliefs and morals that lots of people grow out of. And just because she was raised that way, she's 19 years old. I would hope and think that she hasn't been locked up in a box and that she knows that there are other options in life. And eventually people come to the crossroads where you say, I'm going to lean more to the way I was raised, or I'm going to veer the other way. Like, I don't know if you can be so indoctrinated that you think the other way isn't an option, but an adult that is an adult that has the freedom to do whatever they like.
True, but 19, you're barely an adult. And this, to me, just to me, seems like the kind of wife who would have the mentality of, I don't have the right to say no whenever he wants to have sex.
Well, that's a whole nother story.
727-579-1025.
There might be more of those women that feel like they can't say no than there are that feel like they have to take care of their man in every way. Ooh.
Why choose? Let's get both. Drew Grabo Live. Is this Bree?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Bree, thanks a lot for hanging in there. What's up?
Hey, you know, just kind of on that, like, you know, I grew up and, you know, my mom, she does a lot for my dad, which is wonderful, you know, and everything. So I was raised that way. But, you know, I went to college and I'm a nurse and I work full time. I just started in the ICU and, you know, my husband is so, so supportive. And it's crazy to get so much flack, you know, even when I talk to other women, you know, their husbands don't do much. And I work full time. My husband works full time, but he still comes home. He helps do the laundry. He helps do the dishes. Like, he helps take care of the baby, you know. And so I think the mentality of, you know, having to just stay home and be with the kids all the time, you know, that's starting to change, you know.
Sure.
It's not so great.
Do you, right, would you be comfortable with your husband staying home, having no job and doing all of the housekeeping and the work like that while you go out and pursue your medical career?
I would love that.
Yeah, see?
I would absolutely love that. And that's something that we've discussed. You know, he works in the medical field too. He's a physician assistant. And so he, you know, he makes good money as well. So he makes more than I do. If that was the case,
he sounds wonderful.
Way more. He is. And so it's crazy because, like, I have a hard time telling other women, yeah, this is what my husband's like, because, like, I don't want them to feel bad, because that's not the status quo. That's
I get that.
How most men are.
Thank you, Bree.
You know? Yeah. But, like,
it's a great perspective.
Things are changing.
They are.
And with that, too, I mean, I think a lot of people, it's kind of like the world is changing now. Back in the day, you know, like, we would have to feed a child, you know, you can't be away from a child for more than like 3 hours at a time, you know, and so to feed them. And so, you know, it makes sense that the man would be the one to go out and to
hunt or gather,
you know, have. Yeah, exactly.
I got it.
That's not really, you know, things are changing with technology now, and, you know, we're able to be away from our babies for longer periods of time. I mean, before they had stuff like that, it was, you know, so.
Thank you, Bree. Awesome speaking with you. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon and evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 15, you know, it's 15.
They even got those things now. It's like a little camera in your house. You leave the baby there all alone. You check in on your camera. You press a little button. A little treat pops out for the baby. You see the baby. Baby sees you. You can just work all day long. No worries.
727-579-1025.
YouTube can watch your kid for at least 6 hours.
At least, but there will be pornography interspliced on the kid's YouTube because that's what, you know, the internet pedophiles do. Oh. Drew Garabo Live, who are you?
Not Blippi.
My name's Sean, Drew. How are you?
We know what Blippi's into.
Yeah. Little hot Carl.
Pooping on butts. What's up, dude?
Hey, man, I got a kind of a different or interesting perspective on this topic. My wife's actually a teacher. So, you know, when she's working during the school year, we share duties around the house. We kind of both cook, both can do those things. But summertime, you know, she's home all day. She does do the majority of it. And I'll be honest, if she didn't, if she sat at home and didn't do nothing and there were dishes in the sink when I came home, I'd be pissed.
Hell yeah. Damn right you would be.
What's she doing anywhere but the kitchen barefoot, you know?
Fortunately, that's not the case.
Hell yeah.
You know, she handles her business. But, man.
Summertime's awesome, isn't it?
Well, the point I wanted to make was I think no matter what the situation is in a relationship, it's about appreciating what the other person does. I'll tell you, when I come home and the house is clean, it does smell good, everything's clean, I show my appreciation. Not only does it make her feel good, it makes her want to do more, and I got to do less. Life's pretty good.
That's your guy. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Dude, summertime is great for that guy because his wife's home doing everything. And like Drew said, you get summer wang, so it gets bigger.
Yeah.
She's happier.
Everybody's happy.
That's true. You got a clean house. You got a bigger wang. Your wife's getting the bigger wang. Like, it's a real win-win-win-win-win.
All around, as long as she's got no goals or aspirations. Drew Garabo Live.
She's a teacher. Summertime.
She's got a teacher.
Come on. Summer. Let her chill out. You've got to imagine taking care of everything at the house is way less stressful than teaching.
Exactly.
No doubt. Like, I would welcome vacuuming and cleaning the floorboards. Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Fruit Loop. Just calling to say I love the show.
Thank you, Fruit Loop. We don't talk to cereal.
So somebody asked.
Sorry, it's a rule I have. I will not talk to cereal.
We'll talk to Apple Jacks, though.
If you want to call us marijuana Pepsi, I'll talk to you.
So the reason that when a man stays home and we applaud that and that's different is because it's not traditional.
Well, I don't know that we applaud it. It's just an anomaly. We go like, wow.
Yeah, but we don't go, oh, lady needs daddy to take care of her because she can't do anything with her life.
Right. Well, because it's not traditional.
Right. Like, that's my question.
Like the nuclear family, if you will, the image of dad goes to work while mom cooks, cleans, and takes care of the kids. That's been the traditional model. So if a dad does it, it's untraditional. You know, people look at a single. It's very atypical that a dad has custody of his kid and the mom has visitation. But that's my situation. And there is nothing that makes you appreciate what a woman does until you don't have one around to do it. And you're doing everything yourself. Like, literally, every 3 nights, if I don't do laundry, you can't get into the laundry room. Because 16-year-old kid will go through some underpants. Just saying.
I appreciate it all right now.
Yeah.
Because I know it's a lot. So, I've realized that.
727-579-1025. Richie just tweeted, great segment, but can we hear from some losers? These people in these perfect relationships are making me sick. Yeah, me too. I'm a little too, I'm over all these functional relationships.
It was just that lady, but the world's changing, you know?
That's what she said, you know? Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What up, dude?
Yo, hey, yo. So I just think the phrasing of like the way I was raised, it could be taken into consideration. I mean, I'm not sure exactly, you know, it, being raised that way could have been like learned from example or she was told that. But anyways, I came from like a broken household. Like my pops left when I was 12. So I saw my mom like take over, you know, raising us and, you know, having a job overnight. So, yeah. I mean, I work hard, you know, I helped her out with, like, dishes and good. Cleaning and cooking and whatnot.
Good for you.
And, yeah, I mean, I was only, like, 12 at the time. And, you know, whatever. I could go both ways. I mean, I could work and she could, like, if my future wife were to, you know, want to stay home and do that, that's cool. And I could, or vice versa.
Hell yeah, dude. Great. It works real well when you can go both ways like that, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Welcome to the club.
Do you think he wants to watch Tampa Bay and Montreal share the Rays?
If you're just getting off work and you haven't been paying attention to the news or social media or anything, the Tampa Bay Rays said that Major League Baseball has allowed them to explore the possibilities of going and playing half of their games in Montreal, Canada. and half of their games here in St. Petersburg.
I see most everybody's against it, but I love the idea.
You just nailed it on the head. We'll be getting cucked by Montreal. We'll just have to sit down here in hot and steamy, miserable Florida, watching beautiful Montreal pleasure the fan base while we're down here with nothing.
Yeah, but then we could go up there at any time and we could pleasure them and their fan base.
No.
Mayor Kreisman said, this is part of a game. Ultimately, at some point, you know, and it should be sooner rather than later, we need an end to a game. He is whipping it out.
He's pissed.
And he is beating the Rays with it, and good for him.
Well, there's no end to the game. I think that MLB wants Mayor Kreisman to let them out of their lease with the city so they can be free to go wherever they want.
I think I have Mayor Kreisman right here. Hold on. So I have the Lemonheads.
It's a surprise to me, but I know many in my city and probably throughout the nation were taken aback to learn that such an idea is being formally proposed. So I want to be crystal clear. The Rays cannot explore playing any Major League Baseball games in Montreal, or anywhere else for that matter, prior to 2028 without reaching a formal memorandum of understanding with the city of St. Petersburg.
Dude, he put it right on their forehead.
So what is that? So some sort of memorandum, that's a deal where either they buy themselves out of the lease or they come to an agreement that if we do this, we're going to give you this much money.
Yeah, I mean, there would have to be an agreement reached between the two.
It just seems like Major League Baseball would have to know that this was coming from the city.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they would have, whether they knew it was coming or whether they have a, you know, some sort of plan that they just haven't looped the city in on.
Right. And Mayor Kreisman is justifiably pissed off.
I would imagine there's an end game and a plan with somebody, but I think MLB has been like trying for a while to get the Rays out of here. And it just can't happen.
No, and they're accelerating it. Drew Grabo live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
Hi, Ash.
Hi, Ash. Nice to speak with you. What can we do for you today?
I'm just commenting on the lady who says that, you know, women should stay home. Let me just clarify.
I don't want us to get off on the wrong foot. She didn't say women should stay home. She said she was raised to take care of her husband. So that's what the kind of wife that she's going to be. She's going to make his plate every night, wash his work clothes for him, et cetera. She never said women should stay home. She said she was raised that way, and that's what she's going to do.
And that's fine with her, with, you know, what she wants to do. But I'm wondering, how are people affording this? In this day and age, it is difficult to work, have one person in the household being the only person working.
That is
so
true.
I don't know her specifics.
Thinking
that just that men who have a bunch of money just grow on trees, you know, it's just not a thing.
Well, no, they don't grow on trees, but there are men out there who can make enough money to support a family, and there are women who are more than happy to be their wives and then take care of the janitorial duties, if you will, around the house. They shouldn't be shamed for that. At the same time, women of all ages should know that marriage should be a partnership where you have mutual interests, mutual goals, and great communication, where I could go to you, Ash, and go, hey, I love my career, but you seem to have a career that you really love. What's the right thing to do for our child? Do you feel comfortable staying at home while I'm at work 2 to 6? And then you could find some alternate hours where you work your job, or I could find a different job and blah, 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 you know?
Agreed. That's the way it should be. But, you know, everybody has their own vices. You know, there are some people who like to be taken control of.
Well, I mean, are you talking about in the bedroom, making me your peg, bro?
S&M?
Yeah, I'm choking.
Definitely into that. I'll work 5 jobs if you're going to take control of me when you get home.
As long as there's a safe word.
Cucumber. 727-579-1025.
Dual income.
800-771-1025.
See what she did there.
It's just dual income. I like that. It's just very sexy when a woman has career goals. To me, maybe that's where I am in my life, but it's just very extremely sexy when a woman has motivation and goals.
Why, you mean a lot of Bored Housewives of Tampa over there or what?
No, worse. Just like dead ass, no motivation, like no goals, no nothing, just like content to live a stupid, boring life.
Are they in jobs, these women that you date? Do they have them or are they just...
I'd rather not get into specifics. I just have to say the motivation is incredibly sexy.
Can you be motivated to
do nothing?
To live your life and be have your main focus that you raise a child and you're there for child. Like, those motivations don't have to necessarily be a career.
They don't have to be. To me, it does. Like, I don't want your motivation to be to raise our kid. I want your motivation to be pursue your passion. But if you're passionate about motherhood, yeah, absolutely. Throw yourself in. Like, I'm passionate about fatherhood. If I could go back and do it all over and I didn't have radio as an option, I could be a hell of a house husband and father just tasked with raising and nurturing our kid because I love it. But it just so happens that I get to work during the day and then go home and try to half-ass parenting. It's not working. Drew Graba Live, who are you?
Hey, Drew. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
This is Mike from Boston. You know that.
I knew that. Mike from Boston. What's up?
Yeah. You know, I got the best life in the world. I own my own
business. Not the best upper respiratory system, obviously.
You got a hell of a throat, too, don't you, Mike?
Yes, I do. But I had the best life. I had my own business for 50 years with my office in the house. And now that I retired, I take care of all the household stuff, and she goes to work.
There you go. You're like a 70-year-old house husband.
Yeah, I am the maid.
Yeah, you got any dusting tricks?
What's that?
You wear a little French maid outfit while you're doing a little dusting and vacuuming and cleaning and whatnot?
I don't need that stuff.
And you don't need it, but it looks really, really...
Jesus.
It wouldn't look... Drew, it wouldn't look good on me.
All right.
You eating the booty?
No, I don't like a lot of booty.
Doesn't like a lot of booty, just a little bit of booty.
But you're nice,
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm happy with the same woman I've been with for 50 years.
Right.
Yeah.
They like groceries. All right. Thank you, Mike. Always great to hear from you, my man. 727-579-1025.
That's not well, man.
He's good. It's a seasonal thing.
No, man.
There's some allergens
dude,
in there.
I might have just had a cake or something.
I'm a little snotty myself.
Dude, that's productive. There's a lot of, like, things in there.
Phlegm. A lot of mucus and phlegm.
Oh, Dr. Senning checking in via Skype.
Drew Graba Live. Hello. Dr. Marijuana Pepsi over there. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
You tell me. You call.
Hey. Sorry, I didn't know I was on.
Or not. Hold on 1 second. You're going to be next, okay?
Okay, cool.
Thanks, man. It's just me, Ricky, this phone screener.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Just going to get your information real quick.
Okay.
And what is your first name?
Dan.
Dan. Is that U-H-U-H-U-H, Dan? Dan?
Yep.
Because you made that stupid noise right before you said your name. Dan. Okay. Dan. All right. And what do you want to talk about? Dan.
I am a stay-at-home husband. All y'all keep talking about is raising kids. I don't have any kids. I was wondering if that's still acceptable. Can I still follow my passions?
I'm just going to put up on the screen, I am gay, and I'm going to let Drew figure out the rest, okay? So hold on 1 second.
Cool,
Dan,
cool.
And Drew's going to be right with you, okay?
Yep. Right,
Hold on. It says on the screen, Dan, what's that all about, Dan?
I said before my name, and he didn't like it.
What did you say, Dan?
I said, Dan.
Oh.
Like, I don't know, I guess.
Ricky, are you making fun of people's, like, voices again, Ricky?
It was your screener, dude, not me.
No, I was talking to my screener. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Ricky.
Was the screener rude to you?
A little bit. A little bit.
Ricky?
Sorry.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Dan. I apologize. We can't have shoddy customer service like that. You get out of this studio, you monkey idiot. Yeah. Get out of here, you freaking moron. I'm sick of you doing that, you jerk off.
Oh, dude!
You can call him that
dude,
either.
They said you can't throw mugs at him anymore.
Yeah, don't call him that thing you called him
Ricky,
either.
You get the hell out of the studio and you stop making fun of people, no matter how stupid their voices are, and no matter how many times they go, we're on the phone with you, Ricky.
Take it easy on him, man.
Ricky's a dick, man.
He's doing his best, man. He's doing his best.
He does exactly the job we pay him for. We pay him zero. Ricky, get out of the studio. You suck, idiot.
Awesome.
Sorry about that, Dan. I apologize on behalf of Drew Graba.
Dude, the guy literally just had a baby. His wife had a baby 2 days ago.
Yeah, you know what? Well, maybe he should be with her instead of screwing up my damn
radio
show.
You're
going to
side with this prick?
Yeah, I like Dan. He's been really good. He's been good to me so far, and Ricky's a friggin' moron. Get out of here, Ricky. Stop looking at me, dick. Sorry, Dan. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dan. Says on the screen you're gay, and you want to talk about that?
No, that's a different topic.
Okay.
I'm a stay-at-home husband, and I don't have any kids. Is that acceptable for me to chase my passions, you know, being a stay-at-home dad without any kids?
Ricky, why did you put this idiot on the air? Did you not screen him, Ricky? This guy has nothing to say. Why in the world?
Oh, wait a minute. All y'all just keep talking about is kids. Come on.
Why would you?
I don't have any kids, so therefore
how are you a stay-at-home dad?
How are you a dad?
A stay-at-home dad if you don't have kids. Ricky's a moron. Ricky, you moron.
I said a stay-at-home husband.
No, you said dad.
You said dad. I have the tape.
Oh, you guys got me tripped up. All right. Just answer the question. Y'all just going to bust balls.
What's the question?
I'm a stay-at-home husband.
Okay.
And I don't have any kids. Is that acceptable for me to still chase my passions in this day and age?
Let's vote. Let's go around the room and vote.
Okay. What, well, hold on. Can we get one of his
Hold on. Don't swear on my show, Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody gives you crack.
Not us.
We're not giving you flack, Dan.
Before we vote, can we just get one of his passions?
Yeah, okay. What are your passions? One of them.
Smoking weed and playing video games.
Those are two.
I knew y'all were going to bust balls. What do you want me to say? Art? I like to dance? What? What the? Never mind. Y'all have fun.
That guy's high strung.
I can't help but think this is Ricky's fault. I really feel like Ricky didn't set us up.
There's a lot of blame to go around.
Yeah, dude, and Ricky's had his wiener out all day, too. I didn't want to mention it, but. Right through the zipper.
He's making copies of his starfish out there.
(727) 579-1025 and 800-771-1025
I'm gonna need one of those.
Drew Grubb Alive, how can I help you today?
Hey, what's going on, Drew, Seth, and John?
Hey, come on, guy, get out of here. 727-579-1025 Yeah, it's somewhat of a free for all of a show, but that doesn't mean you can say the S word. Drew Grubb Alive, hello, who are you?
What's up, Drew? It's Troy.
Hey, Troy, what's up? Good, man.
Hey, it's funny you guys are talking about this because this happened to be last week. I was dating this girl for about 2 months, or 2 years, I'm sorry. And she quit her job to go to school. And whenever she graduated, 4 months went by and she didn't do nothing with it. Didn't have no motivation or goals. And I took a new job going out of town for 3 weeks at a time and giving her all this money for her bills and everything. I finally just got tired of it. And your analogy was perfect. That helped me out a lot. Was some guys need a mommy in their life, and I don't need a mommy. And I don't, Drew. I don't need a mommy.
Well, some of us do, okay?
Yeah.
We have the weirdest callers. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I wish Ricky would keep these weirdos off.
Some of us love mommies.
It's okay to want a mommy.
It's okay to have a yummy mommy.
Drew Garabo Live, who are you?
Hi, Addy.
Hi, Addy. Nice to meet you. Drew Garabo here.
Hi. I was calling. My husband actually stays home with our kids.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That's hot.
Does he wear a dress while he does it?
No, but maybe he should.
What do you do for work?
I am in insurance.
Is it your passion?
You know what? I make good money doing it, and good. It supports my family.
All right. That's good. And did he work before, and did he like lose a job, or did he just decide, you know what, you go out there, boo, and I'm gonna take care of these. I'm gonna take care of the stuff at home.
He did work before, but it's actually more financially reasonable for us to sit, for him to stay home with our kids because daycare nowadays is just crazy expensive.
You know it because if you're paying daycare and you're barely making enough money to make that lucrative, then one of you maybe shouldn't work and you can stay home and you won't need the daycare and you're not putting your kid through daycare, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He was bringing home a couple extra bucks a month after daycare costs. Yeah. It was just pointless.
Well, good. You sound like a young lady, too. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Yeah.
Do you tend to dominate him in the bedroom?
No, not at all.
Okay, because John and I had the same thought. Like, you come home from work, and he's got your slippers waiting for you. He's got, like, a glass of white Zin waiting for you, Sutter Home, probably. We're just waiting for you right there, and then you just make him your bitch boy. You're like, oh, did I have a day at work today? Time for you to bend over, bitch boy.
Yeah.
No, he does really well, though, about having a glass of wine ready for me after work.
All right, well, that's a gateway. Nice. Zinfandel is definitely the gateway to pegging. Thank you very much. I wish you guys a lot of good luck, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Skulltopus started following us and then said that was the first time that he or she ever laughed out loud at the radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.